The Bible said, Herod stretched his hand to vex certain of the church. Now, one thing you need to know is that the devil doesn't vex everybody. He vexes certain of the church because he doesn't have resources to waste. So he looks for the arrowheads. One of our fathers rose up challenging the iniquity and the evil that happened. They started sending threats to him. Dr. Pastor Paul Enenche. And people are there talking. They should touch him now. They will see something. When the church said that about James, he was beheaded. This is not the time to say, let I touch him now. No. Pray. We don't have responsibilities towards our leaders. As he's standing there, he's speaking for us and for the church. We don't have that level of authority. We don't have that level of influence. And we don't have that level of visibility. So when he's talking, all of us will not be talking. So we now will be praying. The prayer will add influence to his voice. And the prayer will cause his voice to be more, to have a more far-reaching effect in the spirit. But there are many who don't care. And there are many who are saying, let them touch him. So when he speaks, he is supposed to fight alone. No, that's not how it works. As he's speaking like that, prayers, nucleus of prayer should be going on everywhere for him. This is not about church. This is body of Christ. So it's not, I go to Dunamis, I don't go to Dunamis. No. God has raised a captain among us who has the audacity and the temerity and the intelligence and the track record to be able to confront the beast of Ephesus. Because if your track record is not clear, you can't talk on this matter. So when you find somebody talking like this, it's because he has not collected money from government. If he has collected money, he can't talk. So he has a clean track record. Number two, if you don't have the cloud and the visibility, even if you talk, nobody will hear. So if he's talking and it's affecting them, it's because he has the scepter to legislate at that level. And so when they begin to send reprisal attack, it's not the time for you to stand and watch and see what will happen. It's time to pray. This is what the early church didn't know. He said Herod stretched his hand to vex certain of the church. And he said, he took, help me, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. Some people were declaring, nothing will happen, nothing will happen. He killed him. And when he saw that he pleased the Jews, the Bible said, he went further and took Peter. So it's the arrowheads they take. Do you know many preachers in Nigeria who are being persecuted today are not necessarily being persecuted because they are wrong? It's because they stood up against the government. But when the church is not discerning, when things happen, they just talk from a shallow level. They shut somebody's church down. You say, that ain't good for them. You don't have spiritual discernment and intelligence. Most of the battles certain persons are fighting today is because they stood to defend the church. Some are killed. Some are framed. Their ministries are wrecked so that they no longer have that voice. And he said he went to take Peter. He said when he saw that he pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. He said when the days of the that was the days of the unleavened bread. And he said when he had, don't worry, go further. When he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to 4 quadrillion, that's 16 soldiers, intending at Easter to bring him forth to the people. At Easter that we should celebrate the resurrection. That's when he wanted to kill Peter. This time around, he's emboldened. So he wants to make it. James' own was private. This one should be public. Now the church became wise. And the Bible said, Peter was kept in prison. He said, but. There's wisdom now. This was not there when James was arrested. He said, this time there was a but. He said, prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Prayer. They didn't pray prayer. They made it. Because this kind of prayer, it follows protocols. It follows principles. It follows laws that are stronger than the laws of the Medes and the Persians that uttereth not. If among men there are laws that don't change, what now happens when God gives a law? The Bible said the law of the Medes and the Persians, it doesn't alter. If they say it, it must happen. But when laws come from heaven, it's superior to those laws. He said prayers were cooked. Prayers were made. Prayers were incubated. Prayers were concocted. And they said those prayers won't stop. Because they came to a point, they said, until the cloud move, we will not stop. Is it when you are praying and you know that your prayer is affecting the heaven, you will be there for a long time? Did you not read about Elijah? He said he put his head in between his knees and was praying. He said, go out and check. He checked, came back. He said, nothing, go again. 7 times, he saw that which looked like the fist of a man. If there is a sign in the heavens, forget, the earth is a slave of the heavens. What happens in the heavens must control the earth. It can be as small as a fist. It can change 3 years of drought. But prayers has to be made. Prayers must be made. And when they cook that prayer, 2 things happen. Number one, Peter was sleeping. He wasn't participating. Because when you are doing prayer of agreement, the person in question doesn't have to be in faith. He can be sleeping. He can be resting. He can be in anxiety. Do what you are doing. The law allows him that right. Let him relax. You will change things from here. That's why even now that we are fighting for our mandate, the man doesn't need to do anything. As we are praying, the lawyers will come. And they will have the intelligence for litigation. As we are praying, those who have money will be touched. They will release that money. All the parts of the puzzle will start connecting. Those who have the influence, both on media and on ground, they will lose their sleep. And then you will find things happening. You will now discover that this army has an invincible shape. There are those who have the weapon of money. There are those who have the weapon of prophecy. There are those who have the weapon of legal training and intelligence. There are those who have the weapon of influence on media. If they cough, 2 million people will move. And there are those who have the charisma to lead the revolution. Somewhere, somehow, you will start seeing the shape. And when the shape is complete, what you will see will be a lion roaring. That's when they will be afraid. Lion, you will just... So because the shout of the king is in their midst. You will not understand what is happening. One lawyer is talking. You will think, is it this lawyer? The next day, somebody will send 1 billion. And it will be dollars. That if it's money, money will happen. And then the next thing, you find 10 people gather, 20 people gather. Before you know what is happening, in the whole nation, all the streets are jammed. And the economy is shut down until the writing is done. You will not know what is happening. It's the shape of the lion that is being carved. But all of this will only happen if prayers are made. And when the prayer is completed, what you will see is the lion of the tribe of Judah. The root of David, he has prevailed. That's why we will not stop. We will pray and we will prophesy. But our prayer will not be a people punching the wind. We will pray with intelligence. We will pray with strategy. We will pray with protocol. We will pray with laws, precepts, and statutes that hold powers, not only on earth, but in the heavens. Because a point will come where archangels will join us. They will think we are alone. We may not be in Aso Rock. But we have candidates where the just of all dwells in Zion. He said, you have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, to an innumerable company of angels, to the church, the general assembly of the church of the firstborn, to the judge of all, the judge. There's a judge that is superior to he that sat in Aso Rock. Ah! Ele kamona talagavak, erinate, aviva harina pargazosa, shabarakatea. There is a judge that is superior to the one sitting in Aso Rock. He said, the heart of the king is in the hands of God. He turneth it. He turneth it in whichever direction he pleases. Ah, the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. They are mighty through God for the pulling down of stronghold. We may not come with guns. We may not come with bows. We may not come with arrows. But we come in the name of the Lord our God, whom's army you have defied. And if Goliath went down, you will go down. If Ahab went down, you will go down. If Nebuchadnezzar went down, you will go down. If Herod went down, you will go down. Because Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever, we are not disadvantaged. Ayelekai. Aburana kabela kuna. Avuradoa shabate kabina taya. Evevarina maragato, Aziza kaita pina talis.